Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Copeland. He's with the Manhattan Institute. And Jim, that's Manhattan Institute, Manhattan-Institute.org, right?
That's correct.
So check it out. And you want to tell us a little bit about Manhattan Institute?
Yes, we're a nonprofit think tank that was founded in 1979 in Manhattan. And we focus on a number of issues, but a lot of issues of interest to your listeners, from legal policy, legal issues, which I work on, to health care, to state and local leadership, a lot of work on public sector unions, energy and the environment, and of course, our City Journal magazine comes out, and we've got a lot of folks affiliated with that who write on a lot of different budget issues.
And that's city-journal.org as well, by the way.
Exactly.
So, folks,
so we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Check them out. Of course, as my audience knows, I've been telling them about you guys for a long time. Jim, I want to shift over a little bit from the publicly traded companies to the public trading market, which is commonly known as Wall Street. And I've got a bone to pick with Wall Street, Jim. I believe that Wall Street is increasingly becoming not good for capitalism as Main Street knows it, as Main Street wants it. I think Wall Street is become. I think what's happening now, Wall Street has actually gotten to a point where they can be successful within on their own without Main Street. I mean, if you think about it, look what's happened to the stock market in the last 18 months, at a time when we still have 10% unemployment, at a time when we still have 4,000 foreclosures coming up this year, at a time when we've got all kinds of issues with small businesses are still don't have enough sales. Main Street sales are still not growing, Jim. Profits are still down. Lots of problems, and yet Wall Street, you know, is making setting new records. How are they doing this? I mean, it doesn't connect.
Let's separate this out a little bit. First of all, Wall Street, in terms of the stock market, has always been thought of as a leading indicator. In other words, the economy is going to be predicted by the stock market, and it's not necessarily reflective of what's happening on the ground right now. Secondly, it's important to understand that while the stock market has gone up a lot from its low, it's still well below its high. So for me as an investor, I don't feel wealthier than I did 5 years ago. I feel poorer. What happened was, and what typically happens with markets, is they tend to overcorrect in both directions. And so when everything was going crazy in 2008, 2009, you saw a lot of overcorrection, I think, downward. That's been somewhat normalized.
Yeah.
But in terms of the stock market itself, I wouldn't say that. I mean, the stock market gets things wrong. We've seen that it can have bubbles. But in general, I think it's doing its job of predicting what's going on in the economy fairly well. And what it can do is reallocate capital and valuation very quickly. And there's really no substitute for that. Now,
is the capital really getting allocated? And as it gets allocated, is that converting to a capital leverage down to Main Street? So far, we're not seeing that because there's still billions, trillions of dollars of cash sitting on the sidelines with millions of people unemployed. The disconnect is there right now, Jim.
I think that's the case. I think there's a lot of cash on the sidelines, and there's various reasons for that that have nothing to do with Wall Street. Now, I could certainly criticize a lot of what was going on Wall Street that caused this last bubble. And again, when I'm saying I criticize it, I'm not necessarily criticizing the individuals
there. You mean like 70-1
leverage? The regulatory structure creates this,
yeah.
Right? And a lot of what is
going on, Jim,
in terms of...
Hold on. 70-1 leverage had nothing to do with regulation. They were leveraging...
In fact, it did to some degree,
yeah,
in the sense that as my colleague Nicole Zelinas has talked about,
yeah,
we weren't regulating structures that were important parts of our financial world as we were regular commercial banks.
Jim,
so
banks have ratios. I got to wrap it up. We only got a few seconds.
Sure.
But the concern that I have is that Wall Street is not, and Main Street, if you'll start paying more attention to the two of them side by side, you'll see that there still is a disconnect. And I can't wait, Jim, for you to come back and prove me wrong and tell me that now Wall Street and Main Street are aligned. As of right now, it's just not there. But we're going to get you back again real soon. We'll talk about this some more. Jim Copeland is with the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.